Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Today, the Nobel Prize in Physics was awarded to three British-born scientists who all work in the U.S., David Thewlis, Duncan Haldane, and Michael Kosterlitz. They got the award for their discoveries in condensed matter physics. The Nobel Committee says their research, quote, opened the door on an unknown world where matter exists in strange states. Brad Marston is a professor of physics at Brown University. He joins us by Skype. And Brad, I know that one of your colleagues, Michael Kosterlitz, who's a fellow professor at Brown, is one of the winners. So probably an exciting day there.
It's very exciting. We're all talking about it in the department.
Well, and tell us exactly what the discovery was here that won the prize.
Well, prior to the work of Kosterlitz and Thewlis, people had been studying phase transitions in matter. That is like when a solid melts. If you heat up a solid enough, it'll melt. If ice is heated up enough, it'll turn into water. And all of those transitions were marked by some change in order, like ice is a crystal, but water obviously isn't. And what Kosterlitz and Thewlis discovered is that you can have a phase transition that isn't characterized by having a change in order. It doesn't have to go from, say, a crystal to a liquid. And that was a real big discovery that they found. It really was the first instance of understanding how topology plays a role in physics.
And why is it important for us to know that?
Well, first of all, nature does this. Although they had a theory, a model, it was soon discovered that there were various systems in nature where these kinds of transitions occur. And it led to a greater appreciation for the role of topology, how the overall shape of things matters in understanding physics.
And a Nobel spokesman said that these discoveries are theoretical and beautiful, and that while they could have concrete practical applications in electronics and computing, that's not what the prize was awarded for. Did it surprise you that these guys got the prize for this?
No, it surprised me it took them so long to give them the prize for this. We all expected that it would happen at some point.
Well, what are the concrete applications of these discoveries?
There aren't any particular concrete applications that I can think of in terms of a technology, for instance. There may be a few, but the greater significance is it's the intellectual richness of these ideas and how they've found ever greater uses in understanding different aspects of nature, all the way up to cosmology.
What's the next step in condensed matter physics? What's the next thing that has to be figured out?
Oh, well, there's so many different forms of matter that we're trying to understand. We still don't understand high-temperature superconductivity, for instance. That was discovered in the 80s. And you know, some of the ideas of Kosterlitz and Thewlis and others are invoked to try to understand that physics, but it's still really a mystery. And the use of topology has become greater and greater over time. So we have a new class of materials called topological insulators that really use the physics of topology in a deep and profound way.
That's Brad Marston, who's a professor of physics at Brown University, speaking with us about the Nobel Prize in Physics, which was awarded today. Brad, thank you.
Thank you.